Things might look much different for the Philadelphia Eagles offense in 2026. They moved on from A.J. Brown, traded to the New England Patriots. For those of you who don't know, A.J. Brown, very, very good. 31.5% target share in the games played over the past two seasons. That's extremely high. Highest first-read target rate of any player in the NFL over the past two seasons combined. So massive, massive opportunity is opened up here in Philly. Where is it going to go? They replaced AJB with a rookie round one wide receiver, Mekhi Lemon, rookie round two receiving weapon, and Eli Stowers and Dontavian Wicks from the Green Bay Packers. Also coming over from the Green Bay Packers is Sean Mannion. Some are calling him an evil genius. I'm so excited to see how this is all going to play out. The only thing that we really know in this offense is Devonta Smith and Dallas Goedert. Of those two, Devonta Smith entering the prime of his career seems like the most likely candidate here to take on a massive workload with this target vacuum in A.J. Brown leaving the field for the Eagles being replaced by rookies. How's this going to go? So we're going to talk about Devonta Smith today. There's three things I want to focus on because it's like, who is this guy? As he enters his sixth NFL season, we've known for quite a while that he's good. He's put up at least 186 PPR points every single season, but we haven't seen the massive, massive potential yet. But drafters out here in early fantasy drafts are treating Devonta Smith as if we're going to get that outcome. So who is he as he enters his sixth NFL season? I'm going to focus on his track record dating back to college. I'm going to focus on his film and some film grades that we have here and the underlying data as well, digging into the weeds as deep as we can here to see what this might look like over a larger sample size without A.J. Brown on the field. So is this, you know, this year's Jackson Smith and Jigba? I think that's the easy question to ask here. Even the Eagles are hinting at that. That's a question that we're going to hit on Beyond the Box Score later this offseason. So if you have not yet, do please subscribe, get locked in with us as we are getting you ready for 2026 fantasy football draft season. Because, you know, who is this year's Jackson Smith and Jigba? There's a lot to talk about. Is it Devonta Smith? Is it Ladd McConkey? Some are saying Luther Burden, Mecca Buka. We've got profiles on all these players, and we're going to dig into that question in more detail. We're going to talk about Sean Mannion in a play callers episode with Ryan Heath. Like, there's a lot of stuff to dig into this year with a lot of changes around the league, whether that be coaching or player movement. Some are even saying Josh Downs is this year's Emeka, or this year's JSN. You can check that crazy take out here on this 12 wide receivers who can win versus any coverage type video. Maybe it's Devonta Smith. Probably the most simple case is Devonta Smith. Good player, former top 10 pick, and he's stepping into this massive opportunity in terms of targets. So let's start all the way back at college. Let's dig into the track record here for Devonta Smith at Alabama. Was a top 10 pick for a reason, and it's pretty insane stuff statistically. So on a 2019 Alabama team that had Jalen Waddle, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Brian Robinson, Najee Harris, Jerome Ford, John Metchie, like crazy amounts of talent, NFL talent. It was a 20-year-old Devonta Smith who led the way with 1,256 receiving yards, 14 receiving touchdowns in his third collegiate season. He was fed 88 targets only compared to 108 for Jerry Jeudy, upperclassman there. And Smith outproduced him. You know, that's noteworthy because I've got, like, we know his final season data was crazy. His final season, once Jeudy and Ruggs were out of the picture, was one of the best collegiate seasons we've ever seen at the wide receiver position. The only ones that are even close are pretty much just exclusively smaller schools, and he did it at Alabama. But even before that, he, with all this NFL talent, led the team in receiving. And as a reminder, Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs were the freaking 12th and 15th overall picks, the first wide receivers off the board in 2020, ahead of CeeDee Lamb, ahead of Justin Jefferson. Jalen Waddle was the sixth pick in the draft, and yet it's skinny junior Devonta Smith leading the team in receiving. So he averaged 3.64 yards per route run that season as a junior, which is good. You can see here I've got data dating back to 2016 among round one picks. And no, this is top 10 picks. And Devonta Smith's season there is the seventh highest rate that I have across almost 10 years of single season rates among top 10 picks. And then the next year, look at this 2020 season. Just absolutely insane. So we've got Drake London at 3.6 yards per out run. Corey Davis, 3.7. So sad. Jalen Waddle, 3.7. Jamar Chase, 3.8. Malik Nabers, 3.8. Devontae Smith, 4.6 yards per out run that next season. So what happens when Devonta Smith like gets an opportunity to be wide receiver one? We've seen it once, and it was really insane. Like, we've never seen anything like it. And I would point out that that junior year, again, Jerry Jeudy led the team in targets. You can see the target per route run here, if you're watching on YouTube, is 25.5%. That's not high. If you look at other players in this vicinity in terms of yards per route run, the only other players who got to that level of efficiency with a relatively low target rate were Jamar Chase and Jalen Waddle. And then the next year, when he gets to be wide receiver one, that target per route run rate spikes all the way up to 36%, which is one of the highest rates on the screen. Like, Drake London is the only one that is higher. And so I think, yeah, that's a clear indication that he can be a target hog. Like, we've seen it. We piled up 117 receptions and 23 touchdowns this year with just massive target rates. But I want to also point you to the film. So again, I'll point you to this episode here, 12 wide receivers you can win versus any coverage, because basically the entire point of that episode was who can beat man, zone, and press coverage and thus unlock a 25% or higher type of target share? Who can actually be a player that an offense runs through because you can rely on that player to get open against all coverage types? And the criteria I used narrowed it down to just 12 players based off of last year's data. One of those players is Devonta Smith, above A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown didn't fit into it, even though we've seen him treated that way, because he didn't have the success rates against zone coverage. And I think that's really, really important. So I wanted to just give you some of the cliff notes here if you don't have the full hour to dig into that video. For Devonta Smith, his 2024, I don't have his 2025 reception perception data yet. So let me point you to what I'm talking about here. If you are somehow not familiar with reception perception, this is great work from Matt Harmon. And he charts basically every receiver, and that takes a lot of time. So we don't have last year's data quite yet. That'll be out soon. But the 2024 charting data that Matt gave us is insanely encouraging for Devonta Smith. In 2024, Devonta Smith's man coverage success rate was better than 2025 Jaxon Smith-Njigba's. His press coverage rate was identical to 2025 Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And Jason's rates are really good. It's not like Matt was like low on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Devonta Smith charted out that well. Jason's zone coverage rate was better, which is important because there's like 75% zone coverage or whatever around the league right now. But Smith was still good enough to be, again, just one of these 12 receivers who did hit the thresholds that I needed, where I felt like we had a strong indication that they were capable of being an every down type of target hog. So we have seen one season where Devonta Smith had a target share above 25%, and that season he finished with 255 PPR points, which would have been wide receiver 7 last year. And that was in year 2. He was only 23 years old. So I think there's a real, you know, like, there's precedent that he can get to that type of a target share because of the skill set, because of the feel for zone, because the man coverage stuff is just insane. Like, I've made the comparison to Justin Jefferson stylistically because it's the route running and the finesse and technique with it. It's the ability to just stride out on these deep routes and then the adjustment to the ball in the air, where he can come down with these throws from Jalen Hurts, who likes to give him these 50-50 shots on the deep ball, so he can get pretty insane efficiency working down the field. And then we've also seen him work in the slot. We've seen him work over the middle of the field. We've seen him work in the short intermediate area as well and be able to consistently present an open target there. So I think we have precedent for this being a player who can push his target share realistically about as high as you know, the situation allows. Like, basically, I would say as high as Jalen Hurts can facilitate and as high as his offensive coordinator can dream up. I think Devonta Smith can get open and get a massive target share here. And so The last thing I want to talk about is the underlying data that we have on Devonta Smith. What can this look like from an efficiency standpoint? And this is a really cool stat from the Fantasy Points data suite. Anytime you hear me use first three targets, that's from FP data. They chart every play. And so the stat is that Devonta Smith and Nico Collins are the only players to rank top 15 in yards per first read target in each of the past three seasons. And here's the leaderboard. If I went and combined the three seasons data, and Devonta Smith is sixth on the list, and he's just below George Pickens, Puka Nacua, and just above Jackson Smith and Jigba and Justin Jefferson over the past three seasons. And it's not a small sample size. So like Jameson Williams has the highest rate of any player because his targets are very efficient, especially when they're designing downfield looks for him. And he gives you all these big plays, but his sample size is a little bit smaller. I think it was like 150 targets or 160 targets. Devonta Smith's is 220 targets over the past three seasons. So that's a large sample. That's well over like a full season's worth of targets. That's plenty to feel confident in this rate, I think. And when you look at this list, it's the best players like at the very top of this list. By the way, don't overlook Zay Flowers coming in third here behind only Jameson Williams and Nico Collins in this stat. I'm going to have a Zay Flowers profile out very soon. I think he's maybe the most mispriced receiver in fantasy. So when Devonta Smith was the first read target, when the offense was designed around getting him the ball, very, very efficient. And I think that we're about to see way more of that. So you can look at the splits with A.J. Brown off the field, and there's a decent enough sample size there too. And yeah, Devonta Smith looks insane. It's like wildly efficient, and he has a super high target rate. I don't know how relevant that is because, you know, we're bringing over Mekhi Lemon. That's real. That's something that wasn't in the offense the other times that A.J. Brown was off the field. Different offensive coordinator and everything. But still, it's pretty clear to me that this guy is exactly who he looked like in college and when he was drafted as a top 10 pick and then played really well his first two seasons. It's just been a little bit masked over the past 3 years how good he could be because he's been the secondary target. But all of the underlying stuff that we have, whether that's like charting the film and grading it out as like one of the best receivers in the league, just watching the guy like absolutely shred people any given Sunday and come down with acrobatic catches. And then, yeah, also this yards per first read target stat, I think all points towards him being potentially one of the best wide receivers in the league. So I am just keeping the analysis really simple here. Like, I know that there's a lot to consider with Philadelphia that we don't know. We don't know how it's going to go. We don't know if the Eagles will pass enough to support like true wide receiver one overall type of upside. Maybe the offense falls apart and maybe Mannion is a failure. You know, like there's plenty of unknown. But really, to me, it's just super simple analysis. We have a really, really good player entering the prime of his career at the exact moment that his NFL team has decided to give him an opportunity to take as many targets as he can handle. And to me, that's just easily worth taking a risk on in drafts at the price tag is up, but that's a round one and two type of profile, what I just described. Like that's the, you know, who's this year's JSN? You know, it's like, that's how you get there is like that profile. And he's being drafted about the same place JSN was last year. And to me, that just seems about right. I don't, you know, feel complete confidence in the Eagles passing game, but I also didn't feel that way about Seattle's offensive line last year or, you know, Sam Darnold, who we had like one and a half-ish seasons of like really good play from. Like, it feels pretty similar to me. So I do think it's worth a risk. My rankings here apparently come in identical to the consensus rankings on Fantasy Points or Fantasy Pros. among like a bunch of experts, they have him at wide receiver 13. That's where I have him. So I have him behind AJ Brown and Justin Jefferson and Nico Collins and Drake London. I have him behind Zay Flowers. And other than that, I'm not pushing anybody up the board, even though I really like some of the receivers in this range. I've got him at wide receiver 13, ahead of Chris Olave, ahead of Jalen Waddle and Ladd McConkey, who I've been rising on. I think you could push him higher, too. If you have any qualms with any of these profiles, from like George Pickens to Rashee Rice, say Flowers, I think it's totally justifiable to pick Smith. Like, there's plenty of question marks about any of these players, and we will continue to dig into that over the remainder of fantasy football draft season. So stay tuned, stay locked in, hit subscribe if you have not. We just started this channel this summer, my buddy Dan Schneier and I, and we're cranking out lots of great content for you. Again, I've got a Zay Flowers video in the site soon, and I think that is one that you really need to see. So subscribe to stay locked in. Like the video if you want to support us. Likes, comments are great. High points are great. High points are for, I think, mobile users, if you aren't familiar. Maybe they brought it to desktop now, but high points are great. Anything to get us out there and help feed the algorithm or whatever to get more eyes on the channel. But whatever you want to do, keep showing up. We got a lot of good content coming for you. Appreciate you. See you at the next video.